Imagine that you are in ancient Jerusalem, nearly 2,000 years ago. The city is full of people, noise, colors. It's a time of turmoil and hope. The Jewish people live under the rule of the Roman Empire, which imposes taxes, laws, and restrictions on them. But many Jews believe that a savior, an anointed one, a Messiah, will soon come to liberate them from oppression and restore the kingdom of God on earth. Among the crowd, there is one man who stands out. His name is Jesus of Nazareth, and he claims to be the Son of God. He preaches a message of love, forgiveness, peace. He performs miracles, heals the sick, raises the dead. He has many followers who call him Lord, Master, Christ. But he also has many enemies who accuse him of blasphemy, of being a false prophet, a rebel. Who is this man? Is he really the Messiah that the Jews were waiting for? Why did many Jews reject him and condemn him to die on a cross? In this video, we will explore the reasons behind this question. We will see what the Jews expected from the Messiah, what Jesus said and did, and how the tensions between Judaism and early Christianity arose. We will see how this rejection has affected the history and identity of Jews, and how it is seen today. We invite you to join us on this journey through the past, present, and future of one of the most complex and fascinating issues in human history. To understand the Jewish rejection of Jesus as Messiah, we have to start by knowing who Jesus was and what his message was. Jesus was born in Bethlehem, a small town in Judea, around the year 4 BC. He was a descendant of David, the great king of Israel. He grew up in Nazareth, a village in Galilee to the north of Judea. He was Jewish, and he obeyed the law of Moses, the Torah. He went to the synagogue, celebrated the feasts, was circumcised, was baptized. At the age of 30, he began his public ministry preaching the gospel, which means good news. What was this good news? Good news. Jesus announced that the kingdom of God was near, that God was going to intervene in history to judge the world, to save the righteous and punish the wicked, to restore Israel and the nations. Jesus said he was God's messenger, the Messiah, the one who had the authority to forgive sins, to heal illnesses, to expel demons, to teach God's will. Jesus claimed to be the Son of God, the one who had a unique and special relationship with the Father. Jesus proclaimed that he was the way, the truth, and the life, the one who could grant eternal salvation to those who believed in him. But Jesus did not just speak, he also acted. He traveled the cities and towns of Galilee and Judea, accompanied by 12 disciples and many other people. He performed miracles which served as signs that the kingdom of God had arrived. He healed lepers, the blind, the deaf, the mute, the paralyzed. He multiplied loaves and fish, calmed storms, walked on water. He resurrected Lazarus, Jairus' daughter, the son of the widow of Nain. He attracted crowds who followed him with admiration, curiosity, and hope. But not everyone welcomed him with joy. Jesus also faced opposition, hostility, rejection. Who were his adversaries? They were the political, social, and religious authorities of Jerusalem in the first century AD. The Romans, who ruled the region with an iron fist, feared any popular uprising and saw Jesus as a destabilizer, a rival, a threat. The Sadducees, who controlled the temple, the center of Jewish life, had accommodated to Roman power, denied resurrection, angels, and miracles, and saw Jesus as an intruder, a heretic, a blasphemer. They were the Pharisees, who devoted themselves to teaching the law, distinguished by their piety and rigor, expecting the arrival of the Messiah, but not like Jesus, who saw Jesus as a transgressor, as a false prophet, as a deceiver. They were the scribes, the priests, the elders, the high priests, the members of the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Council of the Jews, who had the authority to judge and condemn Jesus. These groups had their own interests, their own agendas, their own visions, but they had something in common. They did not accept Jesus as the Messiah. Why? What did the Jews expect from the Messiah? What messianic prophecies were there in the Old Testament? How did the Jews interpret them? Jewish messianic prophecies. The concept of Messiah comes from the Hebrew Mashiach, which means anointed. It refers to someone who has been chosen and consecrated by God for a special mission. In the Old Testament, the Tanakh, or Hebrew Bible, there are several characters who are called anointed: the kings, the priests, the prophets. But there are also prophecies that announce the coming of a singular anointed one, an eschatological Messiah, who will act at the end of time, who will bring definitive salvation to Israel and the world. What do these prophecies say? There are many messianic prophecies in the Old Testament, but we can group them into four main categories. The Davidic prophecy. It refers to the promise that God made to David, the great king of Israel, that his dynasty would last forever, that the Messiah would come from his descendants, who would reign with justice and peace over Israel and all nations. This prophecy is found in the second book of Samuel, in the Psalms, in the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and Zechariah. The priestly prophecy, it refers to the role that the Messiah would have as a mediator between God and men, as the one who would offer the perfect sacrifice to atone for the sins of the people, as the one who would establish a new covenant between God and his people. This prophecy is found in the book of Leviticus, in the Psalms, in the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Zechariah, the prophetic prophecy. This refers to the mission that the Messiah would have as the spokesperson for God, as the one who would reveal God's will, as the one who would announce judgment and salvation, and as the one who would perform miracles and signs. This prophecy is found in the book of Deuteronomy, in the Psalms, in the prophets Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Malachi. The apocalyptic prophecy. This refers to the intervention of God in history, to the defeat of the forces of evil, to the liberation of Israel and the righteous, to the establishment of the kingdom of God, to the resurrection of the dead, and to eternal life. This prophecy is found in the book of Daniel, in the apocryphal books of Enoch and the Maccabees, in the Qumran writings, and in other Jewish texts of the time. These messianic prophecies were known and anticipated by many Jews in the time of Jesus, but there was not a single interpretation, but several. Some Jews expected a political Messiah, a warrior king, who would defeat the Romans and the enemies of Israel, who would restore the throne of David and the glory of Israel. Other Jews expected a spiritual Messiah, a wise priest, who would purify the temple and the people, who would offer the definitive sacrifice and establish a new covenant with God. Other Jews expected a heavenly Messiah, an angel or divine being, who would come from heaven with power and glory, who would judge the world and inaugurate the kingdom of God. Other Jews expected more than one Messiah, two or three, who would fulfill different roles and functions, who would work together to bring salvation. These messianic expectations were diverse and varied, but they had something in common. None fully fit the figure of Jesus. What did Jesus say and do that did not align with Jewish hopes? How did the Jews react to his message and actions? What problems and conflicts arose between Jesus and the Jews? Jesus did not conform to any of the Jewish messianic expectations, but rather surpassed and transformed them. Jesus was not just a king, a priest, a prophet, or an angel, but all of these and more. Jesus was the Son of God made man, the incarnate Word, Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus was the suffering Messiah, the servant of God, the Lamb of God, the one who bore the sins of the world. Jesus was the resurrected Messiah, the Lord of life, the firstborn from the dead, the one who held the keys to death and Hades. Jesus was the universal Messiah, the Savior of all, the one who broke down barriers between Jews and Gentiles, the one who made all one people of God. But these truths were not evident or easy to accept for the Jews of his time. Jesus did not present himself as a triumphant and glorious Messiah, but as a humble and meek one. Jesus did not seek power and violence, but service and peace. Jesus did not merely fulfill the law, but interpreted and perfected it. Jesus was not content with the temple, but spoke of it as obsolete and replaced it with his body. Jesus did not isolate himself from sinners, but welcomed and forgave them. Jesus did not submit to authorities, but challenged and denounced them. Jesus did not identify with a single tradition, but integrated and surpassed all messianic currents. These attitudes and actions of Jesus provoked the admiration of some, but also the indignation of others. Many Jews were scandalized and offended by what Jesus said and did. Some of his most controversial sayings and actions were his claim to be the Son of God, who had a unique and special relationship with the Father, who could call him Abba, which means daddy. This was considered blasphemy, an offense to the uniqueness and holiness of God, a usurpation of his name and glory. His claim to have the authority to forgive sin story, his assertion of being able to forgive sins, to declare people pure or impure, to change the rules of the Sabbath, to interpret the law, this was considered arrogance, an encroachment on God's and the priest's competence, a violation of the Torah and tradition, his claim to be the Messiah, the Christ, the Anointed One, who would come to fulfill the prophecies, who was the awaited one of the nations. This was considered a lie, a falsity, a deception, a delusion. His assertion of being the Lord, the Kyrios, the one who held the same title and the same power as the Roman Emperor, the one who was worthy of worship and obedience. This was considered a rebellion, a sedition, a betrayal, a subversion. His claim to be the way, the truth, and the life, the one who was the only source of salvation, the one who was superior to Moses, Abraham, the prophets, the angels. This was considered pride, exclusivity, intolerance, provocation. These claims of Jesus not only garnered the enmity of the Jewish authorities, but also the misunderstanding of many of his followers. Many who had followed him enthusiastically left him when they saw that he was not the Messiah they expected. Many who had acclaimed him as king rejected him when they saw that he was not the king they wanted. Many who had seen him as a miracle worker despised him when they saw that he was not the miracle worker they asked for. Many who had listened to him as a teacher denied him when they saw that he was not the teacher they understood. Thus, Jesus was left alone, surrounded by enemies, betrayed by one of his own, denied by another, abandoned by all. He was arrested, tried, condemned, whipped, crowned with thorns, crucified. He died on a cross between two thieves under the sign of King of the Jews. He was buried in a borrowed tomb, sealed by a stone, guarded by soldiers. It seemed the end of a history, the failure of a mission, the end of an illusion. But it was not. It was the beginning of a new story, the success of a new mission, the fulfillment of a new hope. Jesus resurrected on the third day, overcoming death, sin, and evil. Jesus appeared to his disciples, confirming his identity, his message, and his work. Jesus ascended to heaven, sitting at the right hand of God, receiving the name that is above every name. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, founding the church, his mystical body, his community of believers. Jesus promised to return to judge the living and the dead, to accomplish his kingdom, to gather his people. However, these truths were neither obvious nor easy to accept for the Jews of his time. Risen Jesus did not appear to everyone, but only to some. Ascended Jesus did not manifest to everyone, but only to some. Jesus did not return soon as promised, but it was delayed. How to explain this? How to understand this? How to believe in this? What implications did this have for the relationship between Judaism and Christianity? what theological and doctrinal differences arose between them. Theological and doctrinal tensions. The Jewish rejection of Jesus as Messiah did not end with his death, but continued throughout history. The emergence of Christianity as a religion distinct from Judaism was a difficult and conflictive process. There were many factors that influenced this process, but one of the most important was the theological and doctrinal divergence between them. How did early Christianity and Judaism differ? We can mention some of the main differences. Christology. It refers to the doctrine of the person and work of Christ. Christians believed that Jesus was the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, the Word made flesh, the promised Messiah, the Savior of the world. The Jews did not share this faith, but considered Jesus as a man, a prophet, a rabbi, a leader, a martyr, but not as God or as the Messiah. Soteriology. It refers to the doctrine about salvation. Christians believed that Jesus had died on the cross to atone for the sins of humanity, that he had risen on the third day to conquer death, that he had ascended to heaven to intercede for the believers, that he had sent the Holy Spirit to sanctify the church, and that he would return at the end of time to judge the world and consummate his kingdom. Jews did not share this hope. Instead, they considered Jesus' death a defeat, his resurrection an invention, his ascension a fantasy, his spirit a heresy, his return an illusion. Ecclesiology. It refers to the doctrine about the church. Christians believed that the church was the body of Christ, the community of believers, the people of God, the new Israel, the bride of the Lamb, the family of God. Jews did not share this identity. Instead, they saw the church as a sect, a schism, an apostasy, a betrayal, an abomination, an enemy. Eschatology. It refers to the doctrine about the end of times. Christians believed that Jesus had inaugurated the kingdom of God, that it was present but not full, that it manifested in signs and wonders, that it expanded through preaching and testimony, that it was anticipated in the Eucharist and baptism, and that it would be consummated in the second coming and the resurrection. Jews did not share this vision, but considered the kingdom of God as future, but not present, as political but not spiritual, as exclusive but not universal, as messianic but not Christian, as earthly but not heavenly. These theological and doctrinal differences not only generated debates and disputes, but also persecutions and violence. Christians were accused of blasphemy, heresy, treason, rebellion, impiety, idolatry. Jews were accused of the blind, the obstinate, murderers, deicides, the cursed, the unwanted. There were confrontations, aggressions, expulsions, massacres, pogroms, crusades, inquisitions, holocausts. There was hate, resentment, revenge, begrudging, contempt, indifference. There was a gap, a breach, a separation, a distance, an enmity, hostility. But not everything was negative. There were also moments of dialogue, respect, tolerance, collaboration, friendship, reconciliation. There were people who sought understanding, comprehension, acceptance, coexistence, solidarity, peace. There were initiatives that promoted study, research, reflection, communication, education, culture. There were gestures that expressed forgiveness, reparation, gratitude, admiration, acknowledgement, love. How has this rejection and this approach been seen throughout history? How is it seen today? How has it shaped Jewish identity? Historical and contemporary interpretations. The Jewish rejection of Jesus as the Messiah has had a significant impact on history and Jewish identity. Over the centuries, Jews have had to grapple with the question of how to relate to Christianity, its doctrines, its practices, its institutions, its followers. What attitudes and responses have Jews adopted towards Christianity? What interpretations and evaluations have Jews made of Jesus and his message? We can mention some of the main interpretations and evaluations. Rabbinic interpretation. This refers to the viewpoint of the rabbis, the masters and leaders of the Jewish tradition, who base their views on the Torah, the Talmud, the Mishnah, the Gemara, and other sacred texts. The rabbis rejected Jesus as the Messiah, and they considered him an impostor, a magician, a seducer, an apostate, an enemy. They rejected Christianity as a religion and considered it as idolatry, a wisdom, a prophecy, a death. The philosophical interpretation. It refers to the vision of Jewish philosophers, thinkers, and intellectuals who base themselves on reason, logic, ethics, and science. The philosophers have criticized Jesus as the Messiah, and they have considered him as a myth, a legend, an invention, a contradiction, an illusion. The philosophers have criticized Christianity as a religion, and they have considered it as a superstition, an irrationality, an immorality, an ignorance, an oppression. The philosophers have criticized conversion to Christianity, and they have considered it as an alienation, a submission, a renunciation, a loss, a decadence. The mystical interpretation. It refers to the vision of Jewish mystics, seekers, and spiritualists who base themselves on experience, intuition, contemplation, and revelation. The mystics have reinterpreted Jesus as Messiah, and they have considered him as a symbol, a metaphor, a manifestation, an inspiration, an enlightenment. The mystics have reinterpreted Christianity as a religion, and they have considered it as a path, an expression, a dimension, a current, a possibility. The mystics have reinterpreted the conversion to Christianity, and they have considered it as a search, an exploration, an integration, a transformation, an evolution. The dialogical interpretation. It refers to the vision of Jewish dialoguers, interlocutors, and collaborators who base themselves on respect, tolerance, understanding, and cooperation. The dialoguers have recognized Jesus as Messiah, and they have considered him as a brother, a teacher, a sage, a prophet, a saint. The dialoguers have recognized Christianity as a religion, and they have considered it as a sister, a teacher, wise, a prophet, a saint. The interlocutors have acknowledged conversion to Christianity and have considered it as an option, a decision, a vocation, a freedom, a blessing. These interpretations and evaluations are not exclusive, but complementary. There are Jews who identify with one or several of them, who combine and refine them, who change and enrich them. There are Jews who have other interpretations and evaluations, which do not fit into any of these categories, which are original and creative, which are personal and unique. There are Jews who keep searching, who keep asking, who keep dialoguing, who keep learning, who keep growing. What can we learn from these interpretations and evaluations? What can we contribute to these interpretations and evaluations? What can we do to improve the relationship between Judaism and Christianity? We have reached the end of this story, in which we have explored the reasons behind the Jewish rejection of Jesus as Messiah. We have seen that it is a complex and fascinating issue involving historical, cultural, prophetic, theological, doctrinal, interpretive, and evaluative aspects. We have seen that it is a topic that has marked Jewish history and identity, that has generated conflicts and violence, but also dialogues and reconciliations. We have seen that it is a topic that remains current and relevant, that continues to raise questions and answers, that continues to challenge and enrich. We invite you to reflect on this topic, to investigate more about it, to share your own opinions and experiences, to listen to those of others, to seek understanding and peace. We invite you to leave us your comments, to ask us your questions, to suggest your ideas, to support us with your subscription. We invite you to follow our channel, where you will find more content related to history and religion, with Judaism and Christianity, with Jesus and the Messiah. Thank you for your attention, and see you next time.